Okay, we're in Gimel Amud Aleph, and I'd like to try to do these last pieces of Gemara down to the Mishnah. Okay, before I start the next piece of Gemara, I just would like to review Rabbi Chanan's idea in the previous Gemara. The Gemara said, Ravashi said, Svarahi, the Ptur of Tzara Tzara is a Svara, not the Ptur Tzara. Tzara is a Gzeres HaKasid. The Ptur Tzara Tzara, he said, is a Svara. What is the Svara? That Sara maitam asir b'mokem erva kaimi, Sara Sara nami b'mokem erva kaimi. So basically, the question was, what is the svara of Ravashi? Tepato Sara Sara. So as we mentioned last week, there are two mahalchim. There are those who see Rabbi Kiva Eger's kasha that we spoke about as the svara of Ravashi, that applies to Isserei Shesach. And as I mentioned last week, Rabbi Chanan says that it doesn't fit the language, doesn't fit the lashon of the Gemara. And therefore, Rabbi Chanan does not go with this approach. Rabbi Kivega probably also didn't go with the approach. And Rabbi Chanan explains the Gemara as follows, that the Tzor of a Tzoras Erva is that the Tzoras Erva herself has a din Erva. Now, I want to explain it in two shlavim, in two steps. The idea that an erva is aser is pashut. An erva falls to yibum. If my brother marries my daughter falls to yibum. Even though the Israel sister-in-law is irrelevant to yibum, but the Issa daughter, the Issa to marry one's daughter stands. The Issa erva patis on yibum. That's pashut. The 15 ervas of the Mishnah, patah from Yibum. The tzara of an erva, patah al gezeres hakasuv. Rav Ashi is teaching the gezeres hakasuv that the tzara's erva herself is another erva. The Mishnah has 15 ervas, 15 types of arayas. So now I'm telling you there's a 16th type. The 16th is the tzara's erva. The tzara's erva is also a type of erva that's patah from Yibum. Lemela she patis hatzara. Just like a bas patis hatzara and an aim patis hatzara and all the other in the list of the Mishnah patis hatzara. The 16th erva called tzaras erva also patis hatzara. Okay, that Yisoid Rabbi Chanan says, and that Rabbi Chanan is not the only one who says. We've spoken about this in the past that a tzaras erva could be looked at as an erva herself. Rabbi Chanan, though, in his explanation, adds a nekuda of Hesber. He says that the Tzoras Erva is a new Erva, meaning it's an extension of the Isser Bas. The Erva of Bas carries over to the Tzoras Erva. He says, of course, it doesn't carry over that a person's Chayav Nisa. If he's Boyal his daughter, he's Chayav Nisa. If he's Boyal Tzoras Erva, he's not Chayav Nisa. Nevertheless, it carries over Linyan Zika. Linyan Inyana Yibum, Litzrar tells us that the Isser Bas carries over to the Tzaras Erva. Is there a nafkamina if we just say it's a new Erva, or we say the Bas carries over? I'm not sure there's much of a nafkamina, except in Svara. But Lamaisa, this is Rabbi Chanan's Hesber. So the Yisayin Rabbi Chanan is, in Kavanas Ravashi, that there's a concept that the Tzaras Erva herself is a mocker of Isser. She's not just a result. That the Bas is also, so she's also. No. Once she's a Tzaras Erva, she's the mocker of Isser herself, and therefore she asks the Tzaras Tzara. There's no Isser Bas. There's no Isser Bas. He says that the Feirish, he says that he doesn't mean that the Erva, that the Tzara becomes an Isser Bas. He says, I only mean Linyan Zika, I think that's the question. So that, okay, that's the aside in a nutshell. It's important because giving a get to the next of you. Rabbi Chanan's aside is that the Tzaras Erva is a mocker of Isser. It has its own source of Isser from Litzra. That a Tzaras Erva is itself an Isser. And just like a Bas, Pat is a Tzara, a Tzaras Erva, Pat is a Tzara, so a Mela. But Tzara Tzara is also Pata. That's what Machanan's Pshat in Rabashi. It's a very glatta Pshat. And let's go on to the next Gemara, and ultimately we'll have to come back to it. Now let's see this Gemara. Ketzad and Mesu. Ketzad and Mesu Heng. Okay, here we have the half cup. We're talking about a case where you have an Erva and a Tzara. We'll use the example of Bas, just the easiest one. My brother marries my daughter and marries someone else. My brother's married to my daughter or someone else. And so the din is that just like the daughter, there's no mitzavibum, the tzara sarva, the daughter Sarah, also there's no mitzavibum. The Mishnah said, Imesu, what did Gemara say? That if the erva dies, if the daughter who married my brother dies, then I could be miyabim the tzara. Because once the erva died, what did the Mishnah say? Mesu, miyanu, nisgarshu, there's a fourth one, misu, mesu, miyanu, nisgarshu, ashinitsu, elinis. So Raseya Mutaris. Those are all cases where the Tzara is Mutar. So the focus of this Gemara is going to be the following question. The question of the sequence of events. What does it mean in Mesu? When did they die? There are two possibilities. The Gemara, the first words of the Gemara, Afilu Kanas Lubasayf Girish. What does that mean? Konas ubisayf girish. That means that, let's make a date for it. My brother married my daughter in January. And married a tzara and a daughter in January. Married twice in January, a tzara and a daughter. For the month of January, this tzara was a tzara serva. In February, he was Megarish the daughter. He was Megarish my daughter. So now he only has the Tzara Sarava that he's married to. And then in March he dies. Who falls to me Tihibum? The former Tzara Sarava, who today is not a Tzara Sarava. So the Shaila in this Gemara, the Machlekes we're going to have ultimately, is what to do in such a case. What's the Nidain? Is this woman called a Tzara Serva? In January, she was a Tzara Serva. But in January, my brother was alive, so it didn't matter. In January, she was a Tzara Serva because she was a Tzara to my daughter. In February, she became Ois Tzara Serva because the daughter was Neskarsha, Imesa, Miyana, and Nimsalins. And now, after that, in March, the brother died. Now, the Shaila is, can I marry this Tzara or not? What's the Shaila? Is she a Tzara Sarva to be part of Amibum or not? So let's see what the Gemara says. Afilu, Zakhtamar, Ketzer, Amesuhain, Afilu Konas Ulu Besayv Girish. So that's the way I said it, right? Konas, he married the two of them. Ulu Besayv Girish, and then he gave a get. Zakhtam Gemara, Afilu Konas Ulu Besayv Girish. You're also going to say that Sarasa Misya Bemes, that since she died first, you could do Yibum for a minhu. We learned Fakert in the Mishnah later. Gimelach and Shnai Mehen Nisuin Bezachayis. Vechon Nasi Nachus. What's the case there? Three brothers, two of them married sisters. One married an outside woman. Girishachami Balei Achayis Ishtai. One who married a sister was divorced. Umeis Hanosi Nachris Vikinsa Hamagaresh. So here, if you follow, the case is the reverse. In January, he was married to the Erva. He was married to my wife's sister in January. Then he gave her a get. And then Girish Echad Mibalei Achayis. Then he gave her a get. And then in February, he married a Nasi Nachris. He married an outside person. You follow? The case is the reverse. He gave the get first to the Erva, and then he married the Tzara. Because of Megarish Shemesu, we Shamru, Shemesu, and Nisgash, and Tzara Mutaris. Of course, you're Mutar. You follow this case, nobody's going to argue your mutter. Because in this case, the tzar was never a tzaras erva. In this case, in January, he gave a get to my daughter or my sister-in-law, whatever the case was. And then in February, he married the tzar. This tzar was never a tzar of the erva. So in this case, it's mutter. Tama di girish v'akakines, avakines v'akakirish loy. Smashma from here. Then in my original case, where in January he was married to both of them, in February he gave a get, and in March it fell to Yibum, smashma that she would have a din of tzara sarva. So you have a stira, the mashmois of our Mishnah, to the mashmois of Yemen Mishnah. So the Gemara says, in Achinami, Amar v'yirmi yativra, Mishashana zu, loy shana zu. You're right. It's Taka Astira. The two Mishnayos argue. Hai Tana Savar Misa Mapelas. Hai Tana Savar Nesuna Rishayna Mapilu. Let's figure out what this means. Misa Mapelas is the easy one. Misa Mapelas means the brother died in March. Everything goes according to March. He died on March 1st. Look, is it a Tzaras Erva on March 1st? No Yibum. Not a Tzaras Erva? Yeah, Yibum. Right? That's easy. That's a, I don't know if you call it a Kula or a Chumra. Doing Yibum is a Kula. Or being Pata from Yibum is a Kula. I don't know. It's hard to use the word Kula or Chumra. But if you hold Misa Mapeles, then you have more cases of Yibum. Because then it has to be a Tzaras Erva the day of Misa. Now, part everybody here understands? Huh? Everybody understands that Misa Mapeles means everything is established by the day of the death of the brother. If the day the brother died, there's a Tzaras Erva, no Yibum. If the day the brother died, it's no longer a Tzaras Erva, because the Erva is gone already, whatever it was, then there is Yibum. Misa Mapeles means it's Kavua at the time of Misa. That's the easy one. Nisuin HaRishayna Mapilin. What does that mean? The Suin HaRishayna Mapilin means it's Nikva any time during the married life of the brother. It doesn't go according to when the brother died. It goes according to any time, even the Suin HaRishayna, even earlier marriage. Any time during his marriage, if this was an Erva to an Atzara, if this woman was a Atzara to the Erva, bang, you're never going to have a mitzvah of Yibum. Nisuin HaRishayna Mapila means that doesn't go by the minute of Misa. It goes by any earlier time. Any earlier time. Nisuin HaRishayna means not only this whole marriage, but even if there was a previous marriage and it was a Tzara Sarva, same thing. The brother's whole life comes into account. Anytime during his life, if this was a Tzara Sarva, you're part of him. That's Taich in the Tuma Diyama. Nafkamina is the case I started with. January, you're married to both. February, you divorce the Erva, you're only married to the Tzara, and March, he dies. If you go according to Shasmisa, it's not a Tzara's Erva. If you go according to earlier, then it is a Tzara's Erva. Easy Gemara. Zok Taisvis, Dibra Masla Nesuin HaRishayna. Why does the Gemara use an expression, Nesuin HaRishayna? What is Nesuin HaRishayna? The first marriage. What first marriage? It was only one marriage. And now Mishnah, those two marriages, there's only one marriage. He's married to this woman, he's married to that woman. He gave one again, but there's only one marriage. So Tais says in Hachinami, the language Nisuin HaRishayim comes in because of the Gemara on Daf Kuf Ches Amid Beis. It's actually Kuf Tes Amid Aleph. The first few words are on the bottom of Kuf Ches Amid Beis. It goes up to Kuf Tes Amid Aleph. There you have another Gemara. Now listen carefully to the case. In other nafkamina between the Suin Mapilin and Misa Mapeles, the case there is not a case of an Erva. Well, not a case of a Tzara. It's a case where a man is married to a woman and he gives her a get. Regular case, no Tzaras. I mean, got Tzaras, but no second wife. He's married to a woman, he gives her a get. Then, Chazira, he remarried her. Yisrael is allowed to take back his wife. He gives her a case, allowed to remarry her. He divorced her, remarried her, and then died. The question is, does she fall to Yibum, to the brother? Why not? Well, if you hold Misa Mapeles, of course she falls to Yibum. Rabbi Loza holds Nisumin Rishaynim Apilin means. Listen carefully. When she was married to him the first time and got a divorce, at the time you got a divorce, there was no Yibum, no Isin Bibi Abim, the divorced woman. At that time of Nisumin Rishaynim, this woman was also to him, also his sister-in-law. There was no Efsharis of Yibum. A divorced woman can't fall to Yibum. So it happened once before this Nisuin. After the first Nisuin, that she became Asa to him. So the Mandiyama, Nisuin Rishayim Apilin holds, that first marriage makes it an Erava, makes it Asa. So Taisvis, the language, Nisuin Rishayim, comes from that Gemara. Our Gemara is talking where there was only one marriage, but it's the same concept, the same idea. So everything so far is clear. We have no problems. We have machlokes. Misa mapelos, misa rishayim mapelos. We have two cases. Our case, Kuftes case. Good. We have a problem. All the achrayim, one after the other, ask the following kasha. Just about every, certainly all the Rosh Hashiva shiurim, all ask the following kasha. New case. A man has a brother. The brother is married and has children. He's married and he has a child. Obviously there won't be Yibum, he has a child. What happens if his child dies? Now he has no children. And then he dies. So what's the din? You all know? You all know, no? The child dies and then he dies. There's Yibum. Right? If he died first and he had a child, there's no Yibum. The child dies first, then there is Yibum. What's fair? What's fair? What are you thinking? Anybody? Right? You follow the problem? We're saying now that if you're an Erva any time during the married life of the brother who died, there's no Yibum. Well, when this woman had a child, when this brother had a child, this woman was an erva to him. And there was no possibility of Yibum at that time. So why shouldn't she be also forever? What?
That's another tier of Yibum.
What's another?
Every tier of Yibum was this or the literal thing before. Over here,
what Issa was there? Just a regular Seisha Sach. So remember, we learned all along from the beginning of the Masechta that there's two types of Eish HaSach. There's Eish HaSach that shayach to fall to Yibum, and Eish HaSach that's not shayach to fall to Yibum. And Eish HaSach that shayach to fall to Yibum, that's the Eish HaSach Shein Leibanim. There's no Isserv on. And Eish HaSach Sheyesh Lobanim, that there is an Isserv. Right? So calls about it, it's Eish HaSach Shein Lobanim. It's not going to answer, because that's the case of Yibum. But once there were children, there was no mitzvah of Yibum. If he had died then, there'd be no Yibum. So if we say Nisuin Rishayim Apilim, having a child should be mapil, should knock off the whole Efsharius of Yibum. And there shouldn't be any Yibum anymore. No? Why?
Because my wife, if I'm 5 years old, I had a kid, for my kid died, and then I died.
You're right, but what you're saying is Misa Mapelas. What you're saying is that it goes according to now. As he's saying, it goes according to now Misa is Mapel. Why say it goes according to now? If you hold Nisuri Shaina Mapelin, so what's the difference? If he married her, gave her a get, and at that time was Osir, and then remarried her. And I was saying that you can't do Yibum because Nisuin Rishayim Apilin. Why is that? Why is it different giving her a get?
No, but then I have a thing in the head that over here, I was married and my kid died and then I died. Over the back years, I didn't really think of the list of making up a kid. Gosh, I can't have a case of where I rented it and my kid died.
Well, what's the difference between. They got married in January. And then they had a child in February. Okay, they didn't get married in January, had a child in February. They got married. They had a child for the month of February, for 30 days, he was alive. and then he died. Or if he gave a get in February and they were divorced for February and then they remarried. What is the difference? For that month of February, there was no Efsharis of Yibam. So if you owe me some Apelas, who cares? But if you owe the Surah Shayna Pilin, there was that month in between where there was no Efsharis of Yibam. And there's no Efsharis of Yibam, so then if you hold the Surah Shayna Mapilin, is saying that once the Yibam is knocked off, it's knocked off. So we seem to be saying.
Take the same exact case. Well, assuming the case all the time is that he divorced his wife.
The case on Kuftes.
Yeah, all these cases. We're basing it on a number of
You mean divorced the Erva, you mean?
Divorced the Erva, right? Let's assume the Erva died. He didn't divorce the Erva. The title of the Fuliyami Maskin, there'll still be a few people, even though there's a few Rishayin Mapilam of us. Because he's Mukta Lagamri, the person. So if a lady, if someone's married to a sister, a lady, and then his wife dies, he moves to the sister, right? If he divorced his wife, it's also to the sister. Correct?
Right. But that's only by a sister. It's a unique thing. The only Erva that works that way.
That's the case of the sister. Two sisters are married to two people. That's the case of two.
That's the case over there in that Mishnah. Okay.
So what's the Pasha mean? So look here now, if Reuven, let's say that two brothers, Reuven and Shimon, right? So Reuven was married to a sister. So the whole time is Reuven divorced the sister. Let's say Reuven's sister died. Let's say his wife died. The Pasha is the Kul Yama, even if he's the Mam the Amr that the Filah Rishonah, they'll be masking that mutter, her wife's after. The parent is because it's only to my case of ever that the ever remains forever. Something that could change in the middle, that the Issa ever itself disappears. The Mepasha says that even they'll be masking.
Maybe you're right, maybe you're wrong, but are you harping on the case of a sister in law Dafka? Because sister in law becomes mutter? Anything that becomes mutter.
Anything that becomes mutter like Gamri,
yeah. So why by Megarish? If a man is Megarish his wife and then takes her back. That also becomes mutter lagamri.
The point being is, it's an issa that always remains because this sister is always offered to the brother, or any heir is always offered to the other person.
The sister is always. What do you mean, the sister? You mean the wife?
The wife who's the sister of Shimon's wife.
Right.
The issa to Shimon always remains from that issa. Shimon had an issa to that heir constantly,
right?
Even though he divorced that lady.
Well, the arayis remain.
Any arayis that remains, that's what we're learning through. But arayis doesn't remain. Even like in case of Maine, for example, there's Lechay B'maskim. Lechay B'maskim, not even on the case of Maine in the Mishnah.
What about the case here? The case of Kufches is not a relative. The case there, there's no relative at all. He's Megarish Shasisha Vazir. She's not related to anybody. The case of Kufches is not talking a relative. It's talking a man is married to a woman. Not related to his brother, not related to anybody in the family. And he's Megarish the woman. When he's Megarish, the brother is Osir of Grusha Sachiv, which is an Isser. And then he takes her back. So why is Grusha Sachiv different than any of the other cases? But then Isser comes off. I can take him back. I can remarry. I gave my wife a get, and I marry her again.
The new marriage is mutter, but the old marriage is still aser. It doesn't take away the old marriage.
Okay, and when he has a child, at that time, the brother-in-law is, the sister-in-law is aser. Right? She's a eishes achshei shleibanim.
That's every single marriage. Every single marriage, if someone has a child, now he would die, there would be no chiv yibum.
Right, so the question is, if you hold nisa mapeles, if you hold nisu rishena mapilin, why is it mutter if they have a child and the child dies? Maybe Yibum is, only if they never had a child.
There's no issa that remains.
Why? There's a sister-in-law issa. The same issa sister-in-law you have on Kufches Amid Beis. On Kufches Amid Beis, I'd like everyone to listen and decide who's right. Because I'm wrong. So Rabbi Chanan says something along the lines that everyone's saying, but I don't understand it. I'm asking, what's the difference in two cases? Tell me you understand the difference. Case number one, a man is married to a woman, not related to anybody, just his wife. He gives her a get. What's her issa now? Eisha Sachiv. My brother can't marry her. She's Grusha Sachiv, right? And once she's a Grusha, she'll never fall to Yibam. Then I take her back. And now she could fall to Yibam. So we say, no, if you hold Nisuri Shayna Mapilin, too late. Once she was a Grusha, she's Asa to fall to Yibam forever and ever and ever. She remains Grusha Sachiv. Even though the brother took her back, she remains Eshe Sachiv, who's a Grusha that has no mitzvah. Case number two is a man is married to a woman. They have children. During the time they have children, what I'm saying is it's the same as during the time of the get. During that time, it's not Shaykh Yibam. So someone has children, there's no mitzvah Yibam, even if he dies. Later, the child dies, or the children die, whatever it is, they have no children. And then, the father dies and falls to Yibam. So there, everyone agrees, there's Yibam. So, where we're stuck to understand, or at least where I'm stuck to understand, is what's the difference between these two cases? Why, in the case of the Grusha, we say, Surah Shayna Mapilim, too late, you can never do Yibam? And why in the case where you had children, we don't say it's too late. We said it was temporary. And it was undone because the children died. It goes back to the original way. So then to explain the nekuda of difference between the two cases.
My case where Reuben was married to Shimon's sister, Shimon's wife's sister. So she died. Right? It's not going to be even with the both brothers.
In the case of Betzara, you mean?
Betzara.
In the case of Betzara?
Betzara. Reuben married to Shimon's.
Yeah, in the case of the Tzara...
And instead of the Gerusha, she died.
Right.
The Pashtus, everyone be masking the Yibam.
Pashtus you could do Yibam.
Well, it's not communion. It's the same not communion. What's the difference? The difference is that when you have an Issa, for example, of a divorce, a Gerusha Asa remains Asa forever to anyone who is Yibam. It's an Issa that remains.
And why does that Issa remain more than the Issa of Eshe Sachu who has children? Why don't I say the Isser Eshach who has children? It's Isser that remains forever. Why don't I say that?
The person doesn't have a din Yibam when he has a child, then he loses a child and then Yibam. That's a little female man number. Things change. But the Isser, nothing changes from the Isser of him.
Why? You're, after the fact, you're saying this one is called a change and this one's not a change. But Taka, why?
The
why?
The change and the Isser remains.
So why Grushas Achiv remains and Eshes Achiv Sheish Leibanim doesn't remain? It's on Yesh Leibanim and the Ed, the Gerushin is, well, the Gerushin is not off. I just made it a Tasna. But if you hold Nisuri Shayna Mapilim, it means that if any time in that stretch she was Asa, it should be Asa for always. She blabs a Grusha forever. If she had children... She, I mean, he's not a father. We don't really care. It's his child. He's Ice father. He's not Ice father, I'm afraid. For a time, it was. Right.
When you have two Ishes, you need a heter on each one. So the one that has an heter here is doesn't have a heter. When you have...
interesting way of looking at it. You're saying is that in the Grusha case, there are two Isserei Shasachs, one from the first marriage, one from the second. So Nihi, the second one is Mutter. The first one will never be Mutter. She'en came by the children. The first Isserei Shasach becomes Mutter B'shas Misa, when the son dies. Okay, he's saying a very good chilek. So what does Nisum Rishayna Mapilin mean according to this? Let's go to our case. Let's see what you're saying holds true. In our case, what's our case? A man is married to my daughter and a tzara. Then the daughter dies. And then the tzara falls to Yibam. So saying that she is asal tzara's bitai. That's what we're saying. She's asal tzara's bitai. Now you can explain this case. Here... there's one Isser of Tzaras Bitai, and that Isser came off. Here, your explanation won't hold true. Here, the Isher was Tzaras Erva. L'chayru, the Tzaras Erva came off, just like when the child dies and it comes off. L'chayru. No?
This is
how it's going to be. Says the palace, no? If you hold Nisuri Shayna Mapilin. And it doesn't change. So why that doesn't change And having and their children does change. What everyone is saying, what you're saying, is pretty much what Rabbi Yochanan says, except, I want to explain. We have three cases, the two Gemara cases, and the case of the children. So let me go a step at a time. First we'll do with our Gemara, let's ignore the Gemara and Koftes, and then we'll talk about the Gemara and Koftes, okay? Rabbi Yochanan is Masber as follows. Now Rabbi Yochanan is in two places. It's, I think it was a Siman Gimel that I mentioned last week. It's also a Siman Vav, Ois, Gimel, Dalet, and Hay, more by Rishus. In Siman Gimel, he says, B'yarti b'mokam acher. It doesn't say where, but that's a Siman Vav, Ois, Gimel, Dalet, and Hay. His Mazur as follows. First, I'm ignoring Daf Kuf Ches because it's easier, so we'll take it a step at a time. First, our Gemara. Our Gemara said what? Again, we're talking a whole time like the Mandyam and the Surin Shainim Apilin. This is my palace, there's no problem with. The Surin Shainim Apilin. In our Gemara, again, they got married in January to the Erva and the Tzara. In February, he divorced the Erva. And when he died, the Tzara falls to Yibin. We say the Tzara is also forever. Why? Why is it different than if you had children when there was an Isser and it came off? So, Rabbi Yochanan, remember what I explained in the previous Gemara? We just explained that a tsaras erva is herself a type of erva. A tsaras erva is herself a 16th erva of our Mishnah. You have the 15 arayas in the Mishnah. Then you have tsaras erva, a 16th erva. It's a type of erva. The Mandiyama who says, the Surah Rishayim Apilim holds, that once you become a tsaras erva, meaning, in January, when this man was married to his daughter and a tzara, that tzara got a shame erva, tzara's erva. An erva doesn't come off. Once a person's an erva, the erva stays an erva. Except by two sisters, the only erva that comes off. But normal arayas don't come off. Once she got a shame tzara's erva, the Madyama Nisuin Rishayim Apilim says, once a tzara's erva, you have a label, you're a relative forever and ever and ever. Now you're a tzaras erva. The surah shayim apila means you'll never be mutter. You could the bas could die. You'll get a get. It doesn't matter. You're not going to be mutter. You're a tzaras erva. You yourself are an erva. We said tzaras erva means that you're the mocker of the iser. You're the source of the iser, not a result. If you're the source of the iser, so who cares if the bas dies? You still remain a tzaras erva. You're a type of erva, and you remain usa forever. That's Taich, Nisun Rishayim Apilim. It means you can become a Tzara's Erva during the husband's lifetime. If the Mitzias is you're the Tzara of an Erva, you're a Tzara of an Erva. Period. Forever and ever. Very geschmack explanation of Agamara. The Mela, according to this Hesber, this has nothing to do with any place else in Shas that's not a Tzara case. The only chiddush on the Surah Shayim Apilim, according to this, is that that Tzaras Erva remains forever. You're going to ask me a question from someone who had children? You can't ask me a question from someone who had children. That's not a case of Tzara. During the lifetime, he had children. There was no mitzvah. What does that have to do with Tzaras Erva? The Surah Shayim Apilim, according to this Hasbro, is a din in Tzaras Erva Dafka. Tzaras Erva Dafka. There's a din that once she's a Tzara Sarva, she's a Nuisar, she remains also forever. So you can't ask a case, Kasha, from cases of someone who had children in between, that's not a case of Tzara Sarva. So this explanation is beautiful on Daf Yud Gimel. Problem is, what are you going to do with Daf Kuf Ches, Kuf Tes, with that Sugi? That Sugi is not a case of Tzara. So it's funny, it's printed B'Shem Reb Chaim in the New Grach HaLashas. The Reb Chaim said, there are two different sugyas. The sugya on Kuf Ches has nothing to do with the sugya. There are two different sugyas. This sugya is talking about one machloikis that has only to do with Tzara. And Kuf Ches is a separate sugya. It's a strange thing to say. Besides, the Lashon of the Gemara is the same in both. But Tosfos said the reason the Chatan Lashon is so Rishonim is because it's the same sugya as Kuftes. So to say they're two separate sugyas, first of all, doesn't seem to be true from Tosfos. Also, it just pushes off the problem for a 90 blot. When you're going to get there, you're still going to have the problem. Hard to understand if Reb Chaim really said it, what he meant by saying it. And therefore, Reb Chanan doesn't go with that mahalach. So Reb Chanan, the first step, he says, by Tzaras Erva, we understand it's a new wisdom. Now, we still have the Kasha from the Gemara on Kuftes. That's not a case of Tzara. We also say Nisun Rishonim Apilin. So we need an explanation of that and to explain that Bonim is different. So this is where I personally have a little bit of a hard time. I'll tell you the words Rabbi Chanan says. The words are similar to what everyone was talking about here. I'll tell you the words the way it says. The way it says there is the following. In the case of children, a man is married. In January, he has children. No mitzvah yibum. In February, the children die. In March, the father dies. Zok Rabbi Chanan, this woman was always oimed for yibum. There was never a time she wasn't oimed for yibum. Even when she had children, or the husband had children, she was oimed to yibum if the children will die and then the husband. In other words, every sister-in-law is oimed to yibum if the husband dies childless. This woman was also oimed to yibum if the husband dies childless. No different than every yibum. He had children. Okay, so the children would have to die first. But she's always oimed to yibum. From the beginning of the marriage till the end, it's oimed to yibum. Mashiach had the case on Kuftes. There, when he gave a get, it wasn't oimed to yibum. At that point, it was impossible for there to be yibum. He gave her a get. So there, the Surah Shainim Apilin, you become Aser. Because you went through a period where it wasn't oimed to yibum. I would ask. It's not a case of Tzara Serva. So Rabbi Chanan is saying that's Lav Dafka case of Tzara Serva. That Nisuin. He explained our Gemara that once you're a Tzara Serva, you're a Tzara Serva all along. Rabbi Chanan is saying that if during that time period there ever was an Isser that remained, the Isser stays. Tzara Serva is one. Lav Dafka. Rabbi Chaim seems to say Dafka. Rabbi Chanan says Tzara Serva. Rabbi Chanan says there. There is not a case of Tzara Serva, but it's a case of an Issa that will never be reversed. So when I read it, I was thinking, there also could be reversed. There also could be reversed. If he'll remarry her and then die, believe on him, there'll be a mitzvah yibum. So it should be the same as the case of the brothers, as they're having children. So what you're answering now is maybe not. The two different marriages. The first marriage's Isser will never fall off. It could be Isser. Bachanan means. I have to go back to his Lashon and see if that's his Lashon. There it's unique because there the first marriage will end with a divorce. That's never going to change. It's a second marriage which falls to Yibam. You're talking. Could be that's Takav Shat Rabbi Bachanan. Look at his Lashon. And if so, the difference is good. So what are we saying now according to the Maskana, the way Bachanan is saying? If at any time during the Nisuin, there was what we would have to call an irreversible Isser, then Nisuin Rishonim Apilin. What's an irreversible Isser? A Tzaras Erva, which is a new Erva. Or a Get, which creates an Erva that's now reversible. It's a Grusha Sachiv. Never be Ois Grusha Sachiv. When you remarry, you don't undo the Get. You just have a new Chasana. Okay, that would be a good explanation. And at Mengele, we end up, Nisun Rishonim Apilin means, if any time during their married life there was an Isser that's not reversible, an Isser which sticks, then that remains. The only exception is when you have children, it's reversible. The children could die before the husband, and then that's different. Okay.
The whole Din Banim is only totally in Shasmisa.
The whole Din Banim is only totally B'Shasmisa. Right, but how do you know that? Why don't I say that Sha'achas, it's a type of Nesu Sha'achas, why don't we say that when you had children, It was
not,
ice.
The bond that doesn't change the history, it's a staff from the Egyptians. It didn't leave them that the staff was going to change the history about the following country.
You're right, it's still a chiddush. We understood from the Lashon Rashi on Beis that Eish Yisach Sheyesh Leibonim is one type of Erevah and Eish Yisach Shein Leibonim is a different type of Erevah. Okay? You're saying now that you could turn from Eish Yisach Sheyesh Leibonim to Eish Yisach Shein Leibonim. That's what you're saying. Still. Yeah, Rashi's Lashon was Yesh Leibonim Leibonim. We said it doesn't mean Bonim, it means Mokim Mitzvah. So, still, at that point, it's Eish Yisach Shein Mokim Mitzvah. See, what you're saying is very close to saying Misa Mapelas now. Saying we can't discuss it, but we're saying we could discuss it. Truth is, Rabbi Chanan's lashon is that Nisurin Shaydim Apilim is Lav Dafka. His lashon is, everyone agrees, Misa is Mapel. The lashon, Nisurin Shaydim Apilim, means if the Isser came during any time during the Nisuin, then when Misa is Mapel, it asks. Rabbi Chanan uses that language that just, that really everyone agrees, there's no Yibam till the minute of Misa. No one holds the mitzvah of Yibam earlier. It's just that things that happened during the whole time of the Nisuin could cause the Nefila not to be in the field. That's pretty much the way we're ending up now. We're ending up, Nisuin Shenem Apila means, if there's an Isser at any time during their married life, which would be Ma'akiv on the Yibam, then that Isser remains and it's Ma'akiv.
What's the point of blessing in that case of the Sarasa?
According to Rabbi Lazar, you can have a tzara of an Eish Yisach, of a Grusha Sachiv. If there will be a tzara, so the kasha should be why the mission didn't count. It's a teretz will be b'plukta like a meir. Machlekes Rabbi Lazar nachachamim, we don't want to get into it. There's a man who didn't say b'plukta like a meir, but could be we don't pass them like him, so then. Rava Omar lo'ilam chatanuhu, v'zuein tzarech le'im isu katani. Rava in both sugyas, and over there, I think in Kuftes also, he doesn't like this idea of the Surin Shaydim Apilim. No, it's not true. Misa Mapelas, and there's no Machlaikis, Uvein Tzara Zlem Mezukatani. And there he has to have a different explanation. Okay, the last piece of Gemara, Koshi Yochailu Lamayin. Vitima in Hashta Vitis Yabim. Okay, we have to change our gears. We'll finish with Tzaris, we're moving on to Miyun. What's the case of Tzara too? But the case of Miyun. Let's just chazer what we said about Miyun in the past. I think we all know. Miyun is a woman that was married off by her Nisun Durabana, by her mother or brother. She's Mamai before 12. We said Miyun is Eikala Mafreya, which means that if a man is married to a woman who's under 12, he's asa to her relatives, she's asa to his relatives. If she does miyun, it's aikala mafreya, and they become mutter to each other's relatives. That's a halacha psuka. They become mutter to each other's relatives. And we'll discuss that in a minute. V'tamayin, hashta v'tisyabeim. Here you have a case where a ketana and a tzara fall to Yibam, and we're saying that when they fall to Yibam, there's no chaltsim v'leim yabmin because it's a tzaras erva. Because the ketan is an erva. Tell it to be miyabim, and then you can do it. Tell it to do miyun, and you can do Yibam. Loim esai le rabbeishen, am rabbeishen, menes le mamorei, ein am menes le zikasai. You can't do miyun to zika. That's the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara answers, it's a gzera derabanan, loi, tzaras erva shani. Tani Rama Bar Yecheskel, Miyana Babal Materas La'aviv, Miyana Babal Asur La'aviv, Altsik Zera, Mishas Nefil Neres Kakalasai, Mishas Nefil Neres Kakalasai. Let's explain what's going on in the Gemara. The Gemara asked the Kasha, let her do Miyun, and you could do Yibum. What was the Kavan of the Makshin? Probably. Why are you excluding a mitzvah of Yibum? We have a way of making a mitzvah of Yibum, let her do Miyun, and then do Yibum. Let's think back. When we learned Miyun, I mentioned I think it was a Magen Mishnah. Shaila, the Magen Mishnah Shaila, nothing to do with Yibum. A regular case of Miyun. You have a woman who who's married to a man. The man died. She died when she's a ketana. She goes on with life. She wants to marry her former husband's son. Can't marry your husband's son. She wants to come now and do miyun to her husband, who's not alive anymore. There's no yibum. That's not a case of yibum. The husband has a son. She wants to do miyum to him. Why? Why? She wants to marry the son. So she wants to come into Beis Din and say, look, I was married to him. She had no problem marrying him. She never did miyum during the marriage. She says, look, I want to marry his son. I'm not allowed to marry the son. My husband's son. I'll do miyum. Be oikalim afreya. Bang. I'll be mutter. So the Magid Mishnah said you can't do that. You can't do miyum when you're not doing miyum to anybody. Who are you doing miyum to? I don't like who? I don't like my husband? My husband I liked. I don't like the yavam. There's no yavam. Who am I not liking? So the Magid Mishnah said there's no such thing as miyum if the words don't make sense. Who are you mamaying to? Who are you saying you don't like?
What's considered not liking? The fact that she's stopping you from marrying your sons. I don't like you.
No. You like him. You don't like the halacha that you're not allowed to marry your son.
He's causing it.
So the Magid Mishnah seems to hold that that's not enough. Miyun, the truth is, what I spoke at then, I saw in the Magid Mishnah, Rav Moshe brings on this Gemara from the Rashba, Daf Kuv Zayin. And the Lashon of the Rashba, Rav Moshe quotes, is Haitza Rossi by Kol Yamav. She was very happy with him all his life. Loma Tamayin, Bama Tamayin, what is she not liking? What?
She's older now.
You know, she's saying, I don't like him. Every case of miyun, yeah, she could decide, she could like him for 5 years and then not like him. But the word miyun makes sense. I'm a ma'in in marrying him. She doesn't have a problem with him. It's not Ramesh, it's the Lashon HaRashba. Okay, it's Lashon HaRashba. Lama Tamayin, Bama Tamayin, Ha'isa Ritzuya by Kol Yamav. I think it's the Lashon HaRashba. But the word miyun, Chazal made a takana called miyun. Miyun has to be a miyun. It has to be something you don't like.
Isn't that what
Eid Mamanah means? Let's see if that's true. You may be right. Anyway, the Rashbat says that as a rule, it's not going on Asungi, it's not Kuv Zayin, says you can't do miyun unless he's saying, I don't like him, or I don't like the Yavam. If I felt it to Yavam, to a brother I don't like, I could say miyun to him. I'm saying words. I don't like him. I don't like his brother. I don't like him. Rav Moshe brings that the Rif and the Rosh say the same psak for a different reason. They don't say, you can't say miyun who you're saying miyun to. They don't say those words. They say, because of Rami Bar Yecheskel's Gzeira. Rami Bar Yecheskel said that when you fall to Yibum, when a person dies, and she becomes an almana, it's nearest kekalosai, meaning in this example, she looks like the mother-in-law of her husband's son. She looks like a relative. Shas Misa, she was a relative. Now she wants to do miyun later. The Rif and Rosh hold that Be'etzem will be shayach. But the gezeira of Rami Bar Yecheskel applies. Rami Bar Yecheskel said, if when you die you're related, you can't do miyun later, midrabanan, because nearest kakalase, it looks like a relative. So we have machlekes here, the Rashba Ritva and Magid Mishnah on one side, the Rif and Rosh on the other side, the halacha, they both agree. You can't do miyun unless you're saying, I don't want this living person. But for two different reasons. The Rashba says, because the word miyun makes no sense. The Rosh say, because of Rami Bar Yecheskel's desire. Technically, you could have done miyun, right? Now, the miyun itself, they hold, makes sense. But you can't marry the relative of the person you're marrying because it's nirka kalasi, right? It's a difference that theory you could do miyun, but the miyun doesn't help you because it's not going to be matter anything. To be other nafkaminis, you would have a nafkamin. The Ramesha says that this Gemara does not, the kasha of this Gemara doesn't seem to make sense like the Rashba. What did the Gemara ask? Vitamin hashta, let her do miyo now. What's now? Her husband died. Her husband died. Did she fall to Yibum? What's the case in the Mishnah? She's a bas. She's not falling to Yibum. She's falling to her father to Yibum. The case in the Mishnah is a bas and a tzara. A man died. She falls to her father to Yibum. There's no Yibum. But we're saying, if she does Niyun, then the tzara can marry her father. That's the Gemara's kasher. Tamayin hashta. She's an Arava. Let her do Niyun, and the other one will be able to marry her father. For Kravlaisha, what kind of Niyun? Who's she Mamayin in? The whole Rajba is saying, you could be Mamayin in the one you're married to, or the one you fall to Yibum to. If the one you fall to Yibum to is your own father, you can't marry him anyway. So Fret Rav Moshe, according to the Rashba, what's the Timoyim? What's the Kasha she should do Miyun? What Miyun? Where Miyun? Who's she Mamayin in? Bamatamayin, Lomatamayin, Haisaritsuya by Kol Yomav, and there's nobody else she's falling to. Bishlama like the Riff and the Rush. That the reason you can't do Miyun is because of Rami Bar Yecheskel Gezeira. So in the Gemara's Kasha, we didn't know Rami Bar Yecheskel's Gezeira, because that's the Gemara's Teretz. So in the Kasha, the Gemara held, you can do Miyun even if there's nobody that you're being Mamayin. So like the Riff and the Rosh, it's very Geshmak. But according to the Rashba, who holds it to Svarach Yitzayna, that you can't do Miyun unless you're doing Miyun to someone. So Bishlam, in a regular case of Yibum, you fall to Yavam, you're allowed to be Miyabim. I understand, you can do Miyun to him. But if the one you're falling to Yibum to is your own father, who's there to do me into? There's nobody to do me into. This is Ramesh's Tmiya on the Gemara. It's interesting. He writes, Ulai, he says, the Rashba Svara is such a Geshmaka Svara. Why didn't the Rif and Rosh agree? He says, maybe because of this Gemara. They saw from this Gemara that the Svara is Shver. But how are we going to answer? So Ramesh is Matchik. We'll have to say, the Gemara's Kasha V'Timoyin is going on the following case, where the man died and left two brothers. One brother is this woman's father, and one brother is not this woman's father. So that this Ketana who falls could be Nisiyabein by the other brother. The other brother could do Yibam. So now she has a grounds to say Miyun. She can say Miyun on the other brother. So the Gemara is asking, let her do Miyun to the other brother, and then the Tzara will be able to marry her father. Now it's a daichik, because Pash Peshat in this Gemara is that in the Mishnah's case there won't be any Yibum, let her do Miyun and there could be Yibum. If there are other brothers, there could be Yibum anyway. The other brother could do Yibum to her, could do Yibum to the Tzara. So Ramesh himself writes, it's a daichik in the Gemara to say that there were other brothers, the Timoyim. But that's the only way he says it. He understands it. He can learn like the Rashba. So this is the Pshat in the Gemara's Kasha, like the Rashba and the Ritva and the Magen Mishnah. Mashenka like the Ritva and the Rash, it could be you're the only one. So at any rate, the Gemara answers the Gzer Rami Bar Yecheskel, the Mishas Nefila Niris Kakalasa, Yachinami, Mishas Nefila Niris Katsaras Bitai, and Memegla, you can't do either. Okay, we've gotten to the next Mishnah. Let me just tell you what's in store. Now, first of all, this Mishnah you should learn the Rabbi Chanan. It's also in Simin Gimel, it's Ais Yud and Yud Aleph, the Rabbi Chanan on this. Learn it well. Well, I would like to do the next major sugya. Okay, there's a small sugya of Einis Echala Lisser on the Yomid Beis. And then the issue for which the first parak of Yavamis is famous is the sugya of Lysis Gaidadu, which is in the bottom of Yomid. And then the issue of Halchanach HaHarayiv on the next Yomid. The Iker we're going to deal with. Listen carefully. The next Mishnah starts with Sheish HaRayas Chamuris Mi'elu. I know many of you have had enough of charts for a little while. Figure out pshat nishesh arayas. The Gemara here does not spend any time on shesh arayas. The Gemara goes to the machlekes beshamay beshel in the sefer. There's no Gemara in the shesh arayas. The Gemara goes straight. So the ikur, you have to understand the klar, the machlekes beshamay beshel, and what comes out from it. So you're starting something new. Make sure you put in the time to be prepared properly so that we can follow through with the Gemara.